Listeners, we want to apologize somewhat for some technical difficulties we had with this episode. Had a little issue with the sound. How apropos that it would be during episode about luck. We do apologize. We're going to get it corrected. And I think when we start the 9-to-5 round, it should be perfect. So once again, we apologize, but please enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Gonna hurt. Do not
like
puke
I don't
on my
know
carpet.
To try to get it to come out here or here.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and all of his carpenter friends.
Hey guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
Okay. Oh, what am I gonna say though?
Now y'all made me nervous.
It's going to be a time,
isn't it? I'm a sensitive boy.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
I've been hit! I got the little frilly socks and everything.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. My name is Ben. With me are my sisters Beth and Heather. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. And I'm not going to do the accent because apparently what I was doing was a Scottish accent and not a look of the Irish accent. But in honor of St. Paddy's Day. Or St. Patrick's Day, if you prefer to be a little bit more formal. We're going to do a luck episode, like Luck of the Irish. So, excited about this because we have a little Irish blood in us. Mm-hmm. And here's what I've learned. I watched this, totally decided just to talk about this right now. This was not planned. Let me give a plug to Walter's World on YouTube. He travels.
Oh.
All over the place, Walter. Right? Walter. His last name is Walter. W-O. Don't look up Walter. Don't look up Walter's World because I cannot promise you where you will go. But Walter's World, like W-O-L-T-E-R apostrophe S World, Walter's World. Great travel advice. Not that I have ever gone outside of the United States.
Like, you're going to Ireland?
Except for, I mean, I did go to Cancun for my honeymoon, which was awesome. But I'm not a world traveler. I barely go outside the state. But it's just great to see other cultures. You know, like if you ever do get to go to this place, here are some do's and don'ts, and here's what you can expect. Okay, so the Irish, they don't consider us Irish at all.
Us?
Is no. That with our heritage? They don't. Irish heritage means nothing to those people. You know, in order to be Irish, you have to live in Ireland. And so, like, all these Americans go there with, you know, they'll like have a name like McDermott.
Yeah.
Right, or whatever, or O'Malley, or whatever the case, and they'll go down there, oh, I'm Irish. They'll be like, no, you're not. So, you know, we may consider ourselves Irish, but unfortunately,
pardon me, sir, I go to McGuire's Irish Pub every summer when we go to Destin. So.
Well, Mark told me I have to choose, you know, because white people in America, we're, you know, we are a great representation of the melting pot that is the U.S. because, like, oh, I have German heritage, I have right. Irish heritage, I have this, I have Scottish, Danish, whatever. And so we were walking through, I don't know, Dollar Tree or Walmart or whatever, and the St. Patrick's Day, so I was like, oh, it's the holiday of my people. And he was like, no. He was like, you have to pick one. You can't be German at one point in the year. And I'm like, why? I think I can be. I am.
Of course you can.
Because, I mean, like, literally, we're all over the place. Like, Van Dusen is actually, I think, like,
Dutch.
Like, Holland.
Mm-hmm. And all of it is white. It's not just white. It's
right.
White.
Now, and then, you know, like, we've got Voss on one side, which is German. We've got
Norwegian.
We've got Tantlinger. We've got
Voss is not German?
It's what Norwegian.
No, it's Norway.
Still very white. Okay.
We're Vikings. Yes! 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 Oh, I'm so excited. I am freaking buying a helmet with horns. I'm getting wolfskin to wear, a battle axe. This is the most exciting news I have ever heard in my life.
Anyway,
like,
Ireland.
Like finding out my wife was pregnant, it falls under becoming a Viking. This is amazing.
We were probably like the people that washed the boats or something. Like, we probably weren't even Vikings.
My goodness.
There are castles.
We stormed castles.
No, we had castles.
We
probably stormed and took from somebody else when we pillaged.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, the immigrant song that we played for the last episode was our people.
Come from the land of the Essence. No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to live my life totally differently now. When kids sass me in school, it's going to be, do you want to die, young man? Do you know what my people, do you know what my people have done? Oh my gosh. I'm so excited, dude. I'm so freaking excited. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, so, but, gave us a little boost.
Wow, yes. Yeah.
So, but we also do have German, but Tantlinger is definitely German.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure. Right?
Yeah.
McDermott is Irish. Mm-hmm. We've got.
Dial.
Okay, so we don't know. I've researched dial, and it may be a derivative of like D-I-Y-A-L, which would be English. It could be a derivative of dahl, D-A-H-L, which would also be English. But there are also some other places that it may have come from that are not English. So we don't really.
It could either be English or not English.
But we could be like related to royal.
Possibly. Depending on you. So yeah, it's possible.
I mean, if we can be Vikings, we can be.
Oh, I don't want to do luck anymore. Now I want to do Viking songs.
It doesn't fit the holiday.
There's so many upcoming.
Oh. Yes! How lucky. I'm so happy. So happy. So anyway, we're doing lucky songs today. A little bit of a sidebar. So the songs do not necessarily have to have luck in the title, but they have to have something related to do with luck. The way that this operates is we're going to have three rounds. We'll all draft one song per round. Beth drew first, so she'll draft first. Heather second, I'm third. We snake draft, which means I'll draft first in the second round, and Beth will draft last. But then Beth will also draft first in the third round, and I'll draft last. Mm. I'm trying to get a lot of S's in for those
S's today.
You've
been having some Guinness.
Well, that's probably my Viking heritage coming out there.
They wouldn't have had Guinness, right? Was that mead? What did they have?
The blood of their enemies. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And Heather will draft in the middle, second in every round. So that's the lay of the land. We'll have nine selected songs, and then we'll have the 9-5 round, which is where we try to cull 4 of the 9, which will give us our top 5. And then we get into the ranking of the top 5, when we'll try to pick the very best song to the 5th best song. That's the way it works. That's the way it works most of the time. and along the way, I'm sure there will be disagreement. Probably. So, and that's the entertaining portion of the podcast. So, I guess we can get started. Beth, you get the first overall pick.
Okay. My first pick is A Good Run of Bad Luck by Clint Black.
A high roller, even when the chips are down, to win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone.
soon. I've been too long overdue. Now I'm gonna shoot the moon. Night baby, all I'm good. Run a bad luck, 7 come 11. And she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
Alright, so this was a number one hit for Clint Black in 1994. So it's just an up-tempo, fun sing-along song. It was featured in the Mel Gibson, Jodie Foster movie Maverick, which surprises no one at this table.
It's pretty good.
So it uses gambling metaphors to describe falling in love or searching for love. And apparently Maverick is a movie that revolves around high-stakes poker games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's...
I wouldn't know.
Let me tell you. It's a... The Maverick is actually based on a TV show called The Maverick. And what was the guy's name? Mom, what was the guy's name that played The Maverick in the show?
James Garner.
He was the original Maverick. He plays kind of he's the Maverick's dad in this one, mm-hmm. and he's kind of like a dirty cop, you know, kind of a deal. But he plays in this one, and it culminates finally on a riverboat high stakes poker winner take all poker tournament. And it's
really funny.
It's a good movie. It's a good
show.
Well, I mean, I say that because you don't have to think a lot. It's just a fun movie to watch. It's not going to challenge your thoughts on the world.
Or make you cry. That's good. No. I might check it out. Okay. So a good run of bad luck, it plays on the idea that experiencing a losing streak can somehow still feel exciting. I guess that's how people go to the casino and they just continue to lose their money because they think maybe it's going to change. I have been to a casino all of one time, and that was a couple of weeks ago for a bachelorette weekend, and I wasn't going to bet anything. I was like, I'm good. I already know myself. This would not be good for me. So one of our other friends was like, no, here's $20. Let's bet it. So my friend Cassie and I were like, okay, fine. We'll bet your money. And so we got our little, put the money in, and it took me less than 1 minute at the penny slot to lose it all. I never won one time, not one spin. And so...
How much money did you put in there?
$20.
$20.
And never won. And so, I don't gamble. I don't do that kind of stuff. So it's not going to be my money that I'm putting on the line. So then we went and got a Diet Coke and sat in the chairs outside the thing. But anyway, the casino was a big time. So he uses a lot of gambling references. He's a high roller even when the chips are down, so he's taking big risks even when things are not going well. It's got references to craps, poker, even astrology, and he's like, lucky luck, so lots of luck references. We fit the theme for sure. It's about taking risks, betting big, and playing the odds, which mirrors the ups and downs of pursuing a relationship. So there's this thrill at play that you're seeking, and he believes that luck and fate will eventually turn things around. He's gonna just keep playing. And I used to have me a crushity crush on Clint Black when I was younger.
Really?
Oh yeah.
He's coming to the casino.
I got to go back.
I bet he's got to play this song at the casino.
Sure,
at the casino, right? This song that soundtrack had a couple of bangers on it actually. Renegades, Rebels, and Rogues. I don't know if you remember that Tracy Lawrence song was also on the Maverick soundtrack.
Huh.
And that's our Arkansas connection, Tracy Lawrence being an Arkansas boy. I remember that this was a real fun song.
What year was it?
94. Yeah, 94. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Heather, second pick.
All right, well, I enjoy some Kiss. So, this is Hard Luck Woman from 1976's Rock and Roll Over, the lead single.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you,
start walking, but there's so much you'll never know. I keep telling you, hard luck woman, you ain't a hard luck woman. Rest, sail is on.
All right, so this was sung by Peter Criss, which, you know, normally either Gene or Paul take the leads on those. But I actually like the Peter Criss songs. I like his voice. I like that gravel he has. And this was originally written to pitch to Rod Stewart.
Oh, I can see that.
And you can absolutely hear it. But after the success of Beth, and the fact that it was a ballad, they decided, no, we're going to keep this for ourselves. And that was a good choice. But you can absolutely hear that it was written with Rod Stewart in mind. It reached number 15 in the U.S. It's all, you know, chart position for Kiss is not ever really a good indicator of their best stuff. Not... their stuff didn't chart like other bands. It is. I love the version on the MTV Unplugged that they did in the 90s. But I really enjoy that version. It's bluesy, acoustic. And then, of course, Peter Criss's vocals are just add to that feel. It was covered by Garth Brooks in 1994 for the Kiss tribute album, Kiss My Ass. Classic Kiss Regroup. That's the title of the album. You don't have to bleep me on it. So, you know, and with Kiss, it's hard to say this is not in their genre because they were kind of genre bending.
Yeah.
So they just, one thing I love about Kiss is they just take what, you know, if they have an idea, they don't care what genre it is. They just write a song.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy this. It just was one of the first ones that came to my mind when we said songs about luck. That was, you know, one of the first ones I thought.
I have a misheard lyric on this song.
Okay, really? I'm thinking I might too. It might be the same.
Where it says, I think he says, "Rags, the sailor's only daughter," or something.
Is that what it is? A sailor.
I thought for the longest time. I thought he was saying, "You're Santa's only daughter."
So I thought it was Salmon's only daughter. And I was like, "What is this?"
Okay,
fish.
Let me.
Wait. Before you look it up, what do you think it is? Stop. You're looking it up. You're cheating.
No, I'm not looking that up.
What do you think?
What is it?
What's the word? What's the lyric?
Sailor.
Your sailor's only daughter.
And I'll tell you why.
Or something like. The sailor's only daughter.
Yes. Okay. Because if I'm not mistaken, in
a child of the water.
Yes. In this song, the writing of this song.
She may be a Viking, too. Sailor's daughter.
Right, yeah. Okay, yes. You know that song, Brandy? And the sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. That was also an inspiration for this song.
Oh.
So that's why he would say, sailor's only daughter. So.
And also... kind of unrelated, but related. You mentioned how Kiss kind of is sort of genre, kind of all over the place a little bit.
Genre-esque.
And have you seen...
versatile.
I'm sure you've seen. Gene talk about I Was Made for Loving You.
Yes.
And he hates that song.
Yes.
Because it's a disco song. It is a pure disco song.
Four on the floor,
song.
Just, yeah.
And he hates it. He hates it. He said, but it's so weird because you know, like their fans are like metal fans.
Yeah.
Right? They'll pack out arenas. I mean, they'll pack out 100,000 seat arenas. And, you know, they'll be playing heavy metal and hard rock and then they'll.
And everybody's singing.
And he said, and the whole arena is just bobbing up and down, and singing. And so.
That's the magic of this. Like, they can just rock. I mean, maybe their stuff is not the most intricately, you know, crafted piece of music, but
they don't pretend to be anything.
They don't. Else. And it's always
they'll
solid
tell you,
and it's always fine.
They'll tell you exactly what they're all about. I mean, you know, this is...
making? money for selling stuff, and people buy it.
And women after the show. Mm-hmm. You know, they have not made any bones at all about what they are.
And if you want to hear more about our thoughts on Kiss, you can listen to our Kiss episode.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Best of Kiss. Mm-hmm.
The best. That was a fun episode.
That was fun.
It's my pick. It's my pick. And a little different than Kiss for my first overall pick. We're going to go all the way back to 1965. We're going to veer away from what we call popular music. We're going to get away from rock and roll.
I know what it is, I bet. I feel like I haven't.
And we're going to add some class.
Yep.
We're going to add some real class right here, right now, with Frank Sinatra's Luck Be a Lady Tonight. I will try not to fail.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt.
I love it.
At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do.
Here we go. The band's about to get going.
Is pray.
Got that orchestra. Got those horns going.
Luck be a lady. Tonight, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady.
All right, so this song was originally in the Broadway musical Guys and Dolls. Song was written by Frank Lesser, Robert Alba. Played Sky Masterson, where the song was, who sang the song in the play. The context within the musical is that Masterson is trying to win a dice game and attract a woman at the same time. Now, Sinatra records it in 63. It goes on a compilation album of different Broadway tunes. But then he re-releases it on his own album in 65, and that's when it kind of took off as one of his quintessential songs that he would perform. The difference in the Broadway version and this version is pretty vast. I mean, he turned a Broadway song into a big orchestra, big horn section, swing kind of a song. And then over the top of it, you get Sinatra's just smooth, velvety baritone. A lot of these songs, I think, that we're going to play today, they're not just about gambling. Gambling's a metaphor. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, the gambling and the luck is really a metaphor for love and life and all of those issues. I think this song is particularly well-suited for this episode because this became part of that Rat Pack standard at the Sands, at Las Vegas, and whenever he would play in Las Vegas, he would almost always do this song because it's tailor-made for Las Vegas. And so, no surprise when he did the... And Sinatra, if you go look at his discography, it's hundreds of albums. Mm-hmm. Hundreds. I mean, like, he would put out like six in a year. It's incredible. I mean, you know, and so he did one that was called Sinatra at the Sands, which was a live, his music live at the Sands. And of course, this this was one of the tracks that he does that. So, you know, you got a song about playing dice. You know, you've got the greatest crooner of all time singing it. I don't know that there's a... That'd be a great episode, but I don't know that there's a debate about who is... I'm not saying he's the best, but I'm saying that if you look at who is the most accomplished, who's the most known, biggest notoriety crooners, gotta be Sinatra, I think.
Bing Crosby's pretty...
At Christmas.
Well...
I mean, yes. I mean, at Christmas time, Bing is... That's Christmas. That's...
Yeah.
From Thanksgiving Day to January 2nd.
The rest of the year belongs to Frank.
The rest of it belongs to Frank. That's exactly right.
Dean Martin was pretty good.
Dean Martin was good. But Dino was more of a... I prefer to watch him talk. I prefer him... Like, him on the late night shows is hilarious.
Yeah, but did you know that wasn't alcohol in his glass all the time? It was like apple juice.
He pretended, yes. Yeah. He knew that he had this reputation, Dean Martin. He had this reputation of being a lush. And so he... A lot of those times when it seems like he is totally plastered, when he would go on these late night shows, mm-hmm. totally sober. It was all an act.
Okay.
You know? So, but, yes. So, the song's synonymous with casinos, the mob, gambling, Las Vegas. And I just, you know, we've got a lot of gambling. We've got a lot of talk about luck today. I figured we needed some class. So I I like going to Olive Garden because you're almost guaranteed to get a Frank Sinatra song. I can't tell you how big, I mean, you guys know I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan. And it may, the listeners may find it weird because everybody knows I love country music and I love like foundational rock and roll stuff, you know. But, so Sinatra's kind of a weird choice for me. And I don't know why I bought the album, but I bought one of his like greatest hits album.
Yeah.
And it was just like, dude, this is amazing.
There's an
stuff.
Undeniable cool factor.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Have you heard Mark Tremonti's Frank Sinatra?
No.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
That was unexpected.
Yeah.
But it's good. Yeah.
So that's the pick. And that's the end of the first round. We are going to go right on into the second round, and I think I pick this one too. This is a little different. And this pick, in some ways, is for Dad. I know Dad loved Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And so I'm selecting Go Down Gambling, 1971, Blood, Sweat, and Tears from the BS&T 4 album. Okay, so I'm telling you, man, I like these songs so much, I will start singing and ruin them. So first of all, it's a killer tune. To me, this is like, and I'm gonna.
It's a killer tune.
It's a killer tune. I'll tell you, I'm gonna tell on myself a little bit here. I feel like Theo Vaughn. I'm making myself vulnerable telling these stories. A little disappointed. Found out most of those stories aren't true. I'm not surprised at all. But anyway, Theo's hilarious.
He is so funny.
Yeah. You know, I've determined the thing that I don't like about the Theo Vaughn stuff are when he has guests that try to be as funny as he is, uh-huh. and they can't keep up.
Yeah.
But you know, like how in some sports, just like football, for example, some players need to listen to music to get pumped up. They need to listen to like Thunderstruck or bodies by drilling pool or whatever to get physical and play their best game. So when I was, this was, you know, like after Chris Moneymaker won the World Series of Poker, I'm going somewhere.
Your ADD is showing.
Yeah. ADHD, the hyperactive part. So this would be like the mid 2000s, 2004, 2005. Everybody was playing No Limit Hold'em. I mean, like, they were playing home games and stuff like that. Well, my friends and I, we would have tournaments once a month. And sometimes the buy-in would be $10. Sometimes it would be, like, as high as $50. And so, you know, you get 14 guys, $50 buy-in, a 70-30 split is, I mean, even you get the 30, you know, and you're talking, we all just got out of college, and so we're all still renting houses and driving used cars and stuff like that. I mean, it was a pretty good payday if you won. So I had to get myself amped up. So, like, I had the Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Playlist.
No, it wasn't a playlist. It was just this song. I had the Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
And I would just put this song on repeat all the way to where I was going. I mean, I was jamming. Go down, you know, and so.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so obviously this song was written by David Clayton Thomas, who is phenomenal. There's a power and a bluesy soul that I don't want to say it's unmatched, but it's pretty close to unmatched. I mean, it's just his ability to hit the power, mm-hmm. With that bluesy, gritty, soulful sound. The song is really, it's using gambling again as a metaphor to take risks and standing your ground, refusing to give up, even when everything's kind of going against you, you just keep plugging, just keep gambling, and eventually, hopefully, you'll hit that big one-hitter, you know? So it's really a metaphor for life struggles. I like this song maybe even more than, like, You've Made Me So Very Happy and Spinning Wheel. That's how much I like this song. The horns are phenomenal. Yeah. The horns in this song, they get to kind of get dirty too because the content's gritty, right? I mean, we're talking about losing and gambling and just keep plugging away. And so they're punching a lot of notes. And you have to be real precise, mm-hmm. with your horn section. If your horn section is going to be like staccato, pounded notes, they have to do it at exactly, mm-hmm. the same time where it comes off messy.
Yeah.
And this is, I would not say that there are a lot of horn sections that can compete with Chicago, but the Blood, Sweat, and Tears horn section is on point. And then you've got the real rock guitar solos that go along with it in this particular song. And then you've got DCT providing the vocals. And so that's, that was my second pick. Go Down Gambling, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Good pick.
Thank you. Heather, you get the second pick in the second round.
Okay, so we just said that the songs had to be about luck.
Mm-hmm,
sure. We did not say that they necessarily had to be about good luck.
That's true, too.
So my second pick is a song about very bad luck. And it is Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert. This is widely considered a blues standard and one of the greatest blues albums ever made. It was done at Stax Records in Memphis, which I have to give a plug. If you ever get a chance to go to the Stax Museum in Memphis, absolutely do it. We did a vacation one time where we went up to Cleveland, went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, On the way, we stopped in Nashville, went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and on the way back, we came back through Memphis and went to Stax. And it was so cool, and I geeked out so hard. But, Albert King is one of, he's considered, well, they call him the three kings of the blues, Freddie King, Albert King, and B.B. King, all unrelated. And Albert King was in two in-house bands there at Stax. He was in, he played with Booker T and the MGs, and the Memphis Horns, and Booker T. Jones was one of the co-writers of this song. So it didn't chart, which is not, also not uncommon for, you know, for that time, 1967. It sounds much older to me, but this song influenced Eric Clapton, and Cream did a cover of it, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's inducted into the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame, and the National Recording Registry. There are two things about this song that I think make it special and really set it apart from a lot of other blues songs. It's a 10-bar blues, which is not, you know, we're very used to hearing, you know, 12-bar blues or even 8, but it's, you know, it's off of that normal pattern, and that bass and rhythm guitar doubling, it's so beefy, and sets the groove in, like, just from the very beginning, and I think that underpinning of that bass line, mirrors, you know, the ominous, you know, feeling of it. It just plods along, and I think that's the element that I love the most, is that bass line is just so prevalent. And I mean, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I mean, it's so, you know, just classic blues, and so it's an absolute classic. So what is happening?
Can you hear my board scratching my sweatshirt?
No.
It's driving me crazy. Oh. Okay. Well, good to know you can't hear it. Sorry.
No, it's a little song about bad luck, because sometimes stuff sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, and Albert King's phenomenal.
Oh. Yeah, you know, and that gravelly voice that he, you know.
And here's another thing, if you've never done it, and I've really only been to Memphis and done it once in my life, and I really want to go back. And Memphis is not a super safe place to be. But
how many knives have you lost going on Bill Street?
3, I think.
They'll stop you, and they'll patch down and
take your pocket knives.
But if you have not, and you have the opportunity, I mean, if you have not gone down Bill Street and stopped in and listened to real blues music, live blues music on Bill Street, whether you like the blues, don't, and you need to go ahead and just bite the bullet and go into the darkest, smokiest place you can find, because that's where the best music is, and just listen to some of these incredible musicians on Bill Street. The live music there is just absolutely incredible.
Or, they're sitting on the corners, you know.
You know, I mean, we talk today about Nashville, and we talk about Broadway in New York, and we talk about the importance of Los Angeles and Seattle and Detroit, but I'm going to tell you, the music that is getting played in those bars in Memphis is by people that you will never hear of, probably, is just incredible.
Well, and the difference in Memphis and Nashville, and don't get me wrong, I mean, Nashville is my favorite city in the whole United States. I love it. Largely, when you go down Broadway, which is like a, Beale Street and Broadway are kind of similar to me. One's much cleaner than the other. But you're going to find a whole lot, especially in the daytime, because they start playing at like 11 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock. It's cover bands.
Right.
You know, all up and down Broadway. Memphis is pretty much all blues players all the time. And, yep. I mean, you're going to find, yeah, like you say, these incredibly talented.
You're going to hear stuff you've never heard before. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
You know. But do stop into BB King's and get some barbecue nachos because...
One of them, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, I guess it was after after he died, Isaac Hayes died, I guess his restaurant closed. Mm. Oh, the steak at Isaac Hayes' restaurant, it was just covered in butter. It was so good. It was a garlic butter. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of Isaac Hayes, if you go to the Stax Museum, there's a whole, you know, because he was very, very... present, you know, at Stax Records, and so it's got like his car and everything is exactly what you would think Isaac Hayes, like his office, they have his office set up, you know, on display and everything. It is great, and I think that a lot of people miss that museum when they're going to music centric, you know, mm-hmm. displays and stuff, but man, it is. It's amazing. If you're in the South Central, I guess.
Mid-South.
Okay.
It was the home of Mid-South Wrestling.
Oh, well, Memphis. Okay.
That's how you know
it's
in
Mid-South. And you are within, a good, you know, decent driving distance of Memphis. Like, do yourselves a favor and... go to Stack, go to the Bass Pro Shop that's in the pyramid, and go to the Civil Rights Museum and give yourself 2 days in the Civil Rights Museum.
And Sun Records.
You're right, you gotta go to Sun.
Yeah. And we went to Sun on that trip too, which that's another whole, but like you could make a whole week's worth of a trip to Memphis. And there are amazing, amazing things to see and learn.
And I have it's been a few years, more than a few years, maybe since I've been to Memphis to go to Memphis. But I will say that if you're a vinyl collector, there are a lot of really, really good record stores with used records and a lot of blues stuff.
Yep.
You know, which a lot of the record stores in Arkansas really focus on rock and roll. But in Memphis there's tons of good blues music in the record store. So if you're a vinyl collector and you're looking to beef up your blues collection and you're going to Memphis, hit up some of those used.
I mean, we can get to Memphis in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, but
it's just do you get home with everything you went with? That's kind of
not to pocket enough if you go on good street.
All right, Beth.
Okay, I'm gonna turn it around. We're talking about good luck. I Feel Lucky by Mary.
Oh, I love that song.
Well, I woke up this morning. That's kind of bluesy too, right there, actually.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today.
So you got the bluesy guitar, the piano going in the back. So it
sounds like
instrumentally.
Keep your hands to yourself.
It kind of does. There's a lot going on, but it's kind of a humorous song. It's got this feel good energy. It's about a woman who wakes up. She's feeling lucky. She decides to play the lottery despite all the signs of the world being against her. Her astrology report says that the stars are stacked against you, which is like kind of so the cards being stacked against you in poker. And then, like, the next verse, the weather starts to turn stormy, and it's like, you better get back home. She's like, no, I'm about to buy this ticket. The lottery's at $11 million, and she ended up winning. So when she encounters these things, she's like, you know, it's like, your horoscope is bad. The weather is bad. And she's like, but I feel it. So she went, she bought it, she won. And then she goes to the bar to celebrate. Like, I'm buying a round for everybody. Waitress, you get a car. Like, this is Oprah in here. And then, like, Dwight Yoakam and Lyle love it. She's like, well, now that I'm rich, they're going to be fighting for my affection.
Strange two guys
it
to
is.
Pick.
Not the two I think I would have picked. But, you know, I mean, they're very successful.
They are.
And supposedly Dwight Yoakam is very nice.
That's what I've heard.
Very nice man.
Can't confirm. I can't confirm.
I can't. But this other people do. She doesn't care about fate or signs. She's just pushing ahead. And so it's got that message to take chances and enjoy your life and then believe in yourself and your intuition. So I just like it. And Mom used to sing that song all the time.
I tell you,
Mom was jamming.
Yeah, well, yeah, she came in at a good time because, you know, she came in like rode the CMT wave.
Yeah.
And she was a lot of fun on the videos. I mean, like, she really, you know, she was acting, obviously. But, I mean, she looked like she enjoyed the video making process. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This video.
And so she was fun to watch.
Her songs are like, she did the Sometimes with the Windshield, Sometimes with Bug.
Yeah.
And you know, the Twist and Shout. The Twist and Shout, right?
Oh,
That was a fun video too.
And so, it's earlier 90s, so before the
Shania,
before it's like, I mean, it's not, look, she's not unbecoming this woman. But like, she's not a beauty queen.
That was
she's
very normal-looking person, you know, sex pot look that she didn't.
Yeah, no. So she, you know, she was ahead of that, and I think that also helped.
Right. I mean, she was in with the you know, the Kathy Mattea,
Katie Osland.
Yep. And
Trisha Yearwood.
Around
that time.
Yep. And Winona was. Yeah. You know, now Naomi's beautiful, I think. Naomi too.
Yeah.
But you're right. Oh yeah.
That's very sad. Yeah.
Moment of silence. Not too long though, because we'd be dead end. So
You didn't do that on purpose, did you?
Oh. I was punny and didn't even know it.
I know what I was like.
And that's why we put the fun in funerals.
That's
right.
That's what gets us in trouble.
That's exactly what
that's the kind of stuff that gets us in trouble. One of my cousins, who's a retired circuit judge, hit me in the back of the head at a funeral one time.
Whose funeral? Oh,
can you say? Wait.
It's a family member's.
Okay,
all
right. Oh.
My phone went off. I was trying to make sure that my watch would not. So I thought I hit the mute button, but I hit the ping button. Real loud, and he just smacked me in the back of the head.
He's one of the dogs, and there's somebody up there talking. He's, oh God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's another episode.
Yep.
But anyway, so be that as it may. Yeah. Oh, well, we're supposed to be talking about Mary Shepard Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. And I don't have any more to add, but if you.
That's all.
You do get another pick, though.
Hey, how about that? Okay, so my three picks. So in the last episode, I had a lot of diversity, had a lot of variety. I was genre, switching it up on you. Today, not so much. So I had country, and we're going to go kind of bluegrassy on the last one with The Lucky One by Alison Krauss and Union Station.
You're the lucky one, always having fun. A jack of all trades, a master of none. You look at the world with a smiling eye and laugh. The devil as his dream rolls by, give you a song in a one night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man, cause you're the lucky one. Choosing to you the next best thing, to playing and winning is playing and losing.
This won a Grammy for the best country music performance by a duo or group. It's a song about this guy who seems just effortlessly lucky. They never have to struggle. They always find love easily. Like, they just kind of float through life with good fortune. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but I know that I have felt that way about some people in my life. And I think probably we all have been like, man, just, some people got all the luck.
That's a song, too.
It is. Some guys have all the luck.
Yeah.
So this, the lucky one, the guy is charming. He's well-liked, carefree, doesn't seem to have enemies. They just never seem to worry. Good things just happen for them. They're optimistic and even laugh in the face of bad luck. When it says you laugh at the devil as his train rolls by, just like unbothered person. And bad luck just never seems to touch them. So in the bridge, when she says, like, you're blessed, I guess, by never knowing which road you're choosing, is you just never stress about decisions. And there are some people out there that are like that. It is not me. It is not me. Yeah. I cannot relate.
Yeah.
But whatever happens, they're fine with it. Like, we have a friend who's getting married, and she is so easygoing. She's like, oh, yeah, if it, you know, whatever. Like, this wedding is coming in the next week. And she's just chill. I'm like, girl, good for you. Good
I know.
For you.
Meanwhile, my eye is, like, twitching right now.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, she's got, it's not like she's disorganized. She knows what's going on. But if something doesn't happen the way that she had planned it, she's cool. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know how people... I envy.
Live a stress-free
the people who do that, yeah. And then to you, the next best thing is playing and winning is playing and losing. Like, winning and losing feel the same because it's the experience that matters. But suggesting that lucky isn't really just about winning, but about having the right attitude toward life. And also don't probably really have that. So this song is kind of foreign.
Also no.
But I'm like, you know, but that is, I guess, why the song speaks to me, because it's like a, you know, it's a wistful kind of song. Like, I'm... admiring your way of life in some way, because I can't relate to it. So just, it's not a, this fortune or mindset is just not stressing about the outcomes and just going with the flow, and your attitude toward life might be what makes those people seem lucky. It's not that the bad things don't happen to them, they just roll with it. And I don't get it. But
that's like,
yeah. Tell me what that's like.
I don't know.
But yeah. So I love that song. I love Alison Krauss. And that's my pick.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Heather. Well, my picks were all very different. I went from an acoustic song by a glam rock band to classic blues. And now I'm going to go to very recent pop with Good Luck, Babe.
Boy!
Released in 2024, but this hits the 80s kid in me. So, I mean, it's new wave, it's synth pop, it's you know, just poppy, sugary goodness, and I love the vocals are stellar.
Her vocal flip,
yeah, man, it's ridiculous. So and like, I was listening to it the other day, and I was like, man, like if I were still in the classroom, like, it would, you know, what an exercise to, you know, with your sopranos to sit there and, you know, because it's something they know, that's something they like and something they'll try, you know, where they're more fearless to go up there and try to hit that upper register, you know? And, gosh, I mean, her upper register is so pretty, and it's so clear.
Yeah.
And it's not breathy.
No.
But there is an airiness to it. It's light. She's just got a lot of control over it, and to make it sound that airy but still have the control over the pitch is really, really impressive. It was nominated for the Grammy for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance. It's named either number one or number two on several Best of 2024 lists. Has over a billion streams on Spotify. It reached number four on the Hot 100, quadruple platinum, and number one on the Billboard Pop Charts. And in addition, it's also it's culturally significant, you know, because she's very open about, you know, her lifestyle, and, you know, she's unapologetic about her, you know, her beliefs and, you know, her lifestyle, and so a lot of people rally behind her music, you know, as an anthem, and but this song, it's just so musically, it takes all the best things of 80s pop to me and brings them to this day and time, and uses them as a foundation to create something new, and I love her.
Oh yeah,
I love her.
You can catch me listening to Pink Pony Club
anytime
over the day. When that chorus hits,
yeah,
I am a fool.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah. And I look like the character she puts on, like she's completely like her personal life and her work life. It's like a completely separate person.
Yeah.
And I just think that's cool that she created this whole image that's very unique.
It is. Yeah. I mean, with the makeup and the hair and the clothes.
Outfits,
and, yeah. And then you look at her stuff from like just 4 or 5 years ago, you know, and she's just at her piano. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when she does like her YouTube videos and stuff, just sitting at her piano, none of that's auto-tune.
No.
She is that good.
And her Tiny Desk concert is very good.
Yeah.
She had lipstick on her teeth the whole time, and that was bothersome to me. It was really distracting, but vocally it's so weird.
I think she's going to have some longevity.
If she chooses to.
She does have... I kind of like her attitude, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she just kind of...
Yeah, she's like, don't call me by my real name in public. You don't know me.
Like, yeah. And she'll like, oh, you're that reporter that was rude to me.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm not going to talk to you, you know. So, you know, but you watch her doing Hot to Go, you know, and just has them in the palm of her hand. Yeah. So, Chapel Room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I also kind of had my songs all over the place a little bit. If you recall, started off a little class.
Oh my God.
Started off a little crooner music.
Unlike you, savage.
Then I got a little gritty, right? With Blood, Sweat, and Tears. A little rock and roll, bluesy, jazzy grit.
Bluesy, jazzy
grit. Well, we're going to go country.
Okay, shocker.
We're going to go back to, well, the first two weren't, so don't act like it's a foregone conclusion.
Oh my God! Whoa! I wish you could see that with the mocking with the arm movement.
That's why we need video.
We got to start videoing.
If I had a guess, I think Sean's really gonna like this pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how Sean feels about Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh yeah.
Now this song is. Not in Smokey and the Bandit, but it's directly related to Smokey and the Bandit because it's Jerry Reed. Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Yeah! Oh!
I love Jerry Reed.
Yeah. Song! Amos Lowe is one of my favorite songs.
Well, now Norma Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bone. Finally they just threw up their head and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you hot, you hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you hot, you hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
So this is 1971. Hit number one on the country chart. Actually, hit top 10 on the Billboard Top 100. Did not anticipate this being a big crossover hit for Jerry Reed, but it was hit number 9 and actually won him a Grammy for Best Male Country Vocal Performance.
The pickings must have been slim.
It beat Kiss an Angel Good Morning by Charlie Pride.
Wow. What? That's insane.
Yes, I agree with you. It is. But now, I love Charlie Pride, and I love Kiss an Angel Good Morning. If I ever write a book on good marriage advice through country songs, Kiss an Angel Good Morning is going to be like chapter one. Right? But be that as it may. It lost to When You're Hot, You're Hot. Became, really, chart-wise, his biggest hit. I think Eastbound and Down is probably today his most recognizable hit. I like Amos Moses. Amos Moses is still, that's one of my favorite songs, you know what I mean? Because the alligator bit it off. I love Amos Moses.
That
thing's called Named him after a man of the cloth. Named him Amos Moses.
Oh, my God.
But this is classic. it's actually in the genre category would be called country funk.
Okay.
Country funk.
Okay.
And then I think a lot of it, and it's kind of got like that bluesy talking delivery. Obviously, Jerry Reed is one of the funniest guys in the history of country music. Had a lot of kind of novelty songs, funny songs. Produced by Chet Atkins. Just really shocked that this hit the top 10 Billboard. Really, really shocked that this was a big crossover hit and that it beat out Kiss an Angel Good Morning. That is just shocking to me. But obviously, in terms of how it fits in to this particular deal about luck is it's about a dice game. He's winning. You know, he's hot. He's really hot. He's winning. Oh, now, in the second verse, what we don't get to is that a police officer walks up behind him, catches him playing the dice game, and says he's going to have to take all the money for evidence. And so, you know, and then there's a third verse. But so that's how it all plays in. And just, I love Jerry Reed. Funny song. Maybe wouldn't have picked it if I'd have known Beth was going to go three country songs. But I wanted to make sure we had a little bit of diversity. We did pretty good on the diversity part.
Yeah. The bottom half of my list is more pop centered.
Didn't have a lot of, we didn't have any hip hop songs on here this time, did we? Rap or anything?
No.
Like that. I wonder, I really didn't even check the big list for that. The other songs I had on my list that did not get selected. I had another country song at number 4. I got my top 3. I Always Get Lucky With You, the Merle Haggard version. It was originally George Jones. Merle Haggard's version did a little better on the charts. I had The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. I was oh so close to moving Ace of Spades by Motorhead up to selection category there. The Luckiest by Ben Folds. I don't know if y'all know that song, mm-hmm. but it's a really strange song in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it.
The second verse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets kind of weird.
It does.
The sentiment, I understand.
Somebody,
fix this. I have to have a question.
I understand the sentiment.
Yeah. But I don't feel like he fleshes that idea out.
I don't think so. He leaves it kind of weird.
Yeah, he does.
He does leave it kind of weird.
Is it weird?
Yeah. Do you know that song?
I don't know the second verse.
Well, let me tell you what. So, the second verse is essentially, he basically asked the question, what if I had been born 50 years after you?
Before.
Yeah, 50 years before you. And I see you, I'm going to paraphrase. Uh-huh. And I see you riding your bike.
Sorry.
Because the first verse is about the eyes. Like, we look each other in the eyes and we know we're meant for each other.
Mm-hmm.
When they're roughly the same.
Yeah.
But now, in the second verse, he's born 50 years before her. And he wonders, that same pair of eyes, what would they feel?
What would he have known?
I'm like,
so, I know.
Kind of strange.
I mean, I see what he's going for.
I get the sentiment. Get the sentiment.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's questionable.
Yeah.
You got lucky by Tom Petty. Let's change the subject.
I got you. Yeah.
And then my number 9 actually was selected, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, when we start calling.
I had You Got Lucky by Tom Petty. Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was one.
That's fun.
Yeah, sort of. That's more fun. I mean, but for real. Yeah.
It's kind of, Daft Punk in there.
Yeah.
With a Little Luck by Paul McCartney. Some Guys Have All the Luck.
Oh, there it is.
By Rod Stewart.
Oh, you picked that one over the Little Texas one, did you?
Yeah.
Some guys have all the money. Fame and fortune. Y'all remember that from Santa?
Some guys have all the love. No, I don't remember.
Some guys have all the love.
Lucky Star.
That's another one. You're going to go and make a... There's a weird...
Yeah, and The Gambler.
The top 5 that I had picked were chosen. So... I had at 6, Lucky Lucky Me by Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
7, Lucky by Jason Mraz and Colby Calais. 8, Lucky by Britney Spears, of course. And then at 9, I had Bad Luck by Zach Top. And he's like a newer country artist, but he sounds kind of 90s country. So if you haven't heard his stuff, I think I like him.
I don't know Lucky Lucky Me. So he did Mercy Mercy Me and Lucky Lucky Me.
Yeah,
weird.
Weird, weird me.
Okay.
All right. So we have 9 songs, and they are. Just gave herself a concussion on the microphone. Whack.
Anyway, our 9 songs are: Ben has chosen "Luck Be a Lady" by Frank Sinatra, "Go Down Gambling" by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and "When You're Hot, You're Hot." Is it the whole thing, When You're Hot, You're Hot, or is it just...
I think, if I remember correctly, When You're Hot, You're Hot, and then in parentheses, like When You're Shania. Not,
Yeah, by Jerry Reed. And Heather has chosen Hard Luck Woman by Kiss, Born Under a Bad Sun by Albert King, and Good Luck Babe by Chapel Run. And I drafted A Good Run of Bad Luck by Clint Black, I Feel Lucky by Mary Chapin Carpenter, and The Lucky One by Alison Krauss and Union State.
All right, so we have 9 songs. Now we go from 9 songs to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
All right, so I think, if I'm going to guess, even though I didn't have it on my list, if we could just go ahead and move one over. Y'all both had Born Under a Bad Sign really high, right? On your list.
I had it at 3.
And you had it?
2.
So y'all are both at some point going to vote to move that over to the top 5, regardless of what I do, I would imagine, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go ahead and put that into the top 5. And hey, looky there, just like that, 20% done with the top 5.
Okay. Woohoo!
Now it gets tricky because I don't think there was a lot of carryover with any of the other picks that were actually selected. So suggestions, thoughts, concerns? Yes, exactly.
Okay, so if we had to put in, let's say we had to put in one of the other people's thing that's not ours.
You would put one in that you didn't vote for.
Yeah.
That you didn't select.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would put in Go Down Gambling.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it.
And I Feel Lucky.
Oh, we're doing two.
I mean,
one of each.
Two.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. One of each.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. But that's not fair because you've already got one in.
I don't know. I was just trying to come up with a thing. I didn't think
so. Do I have to pick between the other two? Or can I pick Born Under
you
a
would,
Bad Sign?
You would pick one of... No, because we already put that one in, I think.
Oh,
you would pick... You'd pick one of Heather's and one of mine. And we'll see where the check marks land. We'll see if that works.
Not sure that's fair. Because she's already got one in. Oh. Now we're having to pick...
Okay, well, then just pick one of mine.
Wait a second.
If I was going to pick one that I did not vote, that I did not put in, I would probably say I Feel Lucky by Mary Chapin Carpenter. That would be the one that I would put in.
And one of mine.
Born Under a Bad Sign by
Elvin. No, King. Wait a second. I thought it was a different one. I thought we're trying to get
okay,
new
then,
songs
then
in.
Then we all get to get one of ours in, and then we do this exercise.
Oh my goodness.
Here's the thing. I would have, if we were finishing this exercise, I would have picked Go Down Gambling.
But now you're
of
not
yours.
Gonna do that.
No, I'm saying okay. So it would have worked out that way that we each get one in. Yours would be Go Down Gambling. Mine would be I Feel Lucky.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
I'm writing it down because you didn't draft. You didn't draft.
I had I Feel Lucky on my on
Born
my
Under
top
a Bad Sign.
So. No, it was just in my top three. What did you say, Ben?
I had I Feel Lucky in my top nine.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, now we're 60% of that. 60%.
Get us. This is happening.
What if we wanted to cut one that was not ours? Or you could cut one that's yours if you want. I'll go first. If I was going to cut one that I really did not want on the list, I would probably say... Probably Hard Luck Woman.
If Lame.
I was gonna pick one. If I was going to pick one.
That's what I was going to pick too.
Heather, which one would you pick?
Yeah.
If you were going to cut one off of consideration.
So what's left is When You're Hot, You're Hot and Luck Be a Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And
Good Run, a Bad Luck and The Lucky
the
One.
The Lucky One.
Ooh. Probably the Allison Krauss.
Okay. Beth, which one would you cut?
I was going to cut the Kiss song.
Oh, okay.
That's why we would have had two.
So okay.
Can we?
So I think we can probably eliminate that one because we've got two votes for it to not make it.
Yeah.
So now how many, we've got two slots left and how many songs are still in the running?
Five.
All right. And the songs still in the running are A Good Run of Bad Luck, Luck Be a Lady, The Lucky One. No, yes. Good Luck, Babe, and When You're Hot, You're Hot. There's six songs left.
One, two, three, four, five. What? Luck Be a Lady, When You're Hot, You're Hot.
Oh, okay.
Good Luck,
I counted
Babe,
that one.
Good Run, Lucky One.
Okay.
Now, in all transparency, I did have Good Luck, Babe at number five.
Okay, so that one's probably going over.
I like it, but there are other songs that I had higher that are showing contrition.
that were on your list, that you,
yes.
You selected them, though, correct?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I see. And so, because you had one, two, and four, you got your one, two, and four?
Yeah.
So you would prefer those last two slots to be your two. Right? Like you would
not necessarily. I mean,
you would prefer for them to be A Good Run of Bad Luck and
I'm open to
The Lucky One.
You know, if it was just maybe one of them. I don't know. I'm flexible.
Okay.
But technically I do have already my two and three.
What's gonna
on
be,
the list?
You have your two and three. Because you got Because
I feel lucky and born. I didn't draft it.
I see what you're saying.
But the 2 and 3 on my big list are already over. So I'm not that butthurt about it.
I see. How interested are we in diversifying the list to have different genres on there? How much is that important to y'all? Beth, that's usually really important to you.
Well, we don't have a pop song.
We don't have
yet.
A pop song, yeah.
And what are you trying to say? A standard?
I'm saying we don't have a big band jazz swing.
I'm fine with putting.
I could go with both of those.
Yeah,
that didn't hurt my feelings.
So you're talking about the two being Luck Be a Lady
and Good Luck Babe.
Good Luck Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm agreeable to it. Are you?
Yep.
Look at us.
It's been a while since we've been in the studio. It's
been a while.
Oh, there it is. All right. So we have our top 5. Born Under a Bad Sign, Go Down Gambling, I Feel Lucky, Luck Be a Lady, and Good Luck Babe. And now we have to rank them.
Different songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at us.
So, all right. Now we're...
New year, new me.
So what are y'all thinking about number one? There's not a clear-cut number one, I don't think. Unless it's Born Under a Bad Sign, because it was...
I would vote.
It was nobody's number one, but it was correct. Two of y'all's top three.
I think so. That makes sense.
So I would imagine that at some point y'all would get together and decide that that's going to be number one, and there's nothing I could do about it even if I wanted to stop.
Correct.
I'm not broke up about it because it's a great song. I'm not super happy about... I don't like the mojo of a Bad Luck song being number one on our list, but it is what it is. So now we're fighting for second place.
Yeah.
We got to be careful with the connotation. We don't have to fight. We're discussing what song will be second place. What are y'all thoughts on that?
I don't remember what's left.
I kind of like, the order that we put them over there in, I would just switch 4 and 5, but.
Okay. Now what's two was two Go Down Gambling?
Uh-huh. I would have done. Well, I mean, obviously I feel lucky. I chose, but I like the other one. So I would have done Born Under a Bad Sign, Go Down Gambling, I Feel Lucky, either of those. And then Good Luck, Babe, and Luck Be a Lady, which I know that you're not going to like that.
Well,
that's the order I would do, too.
I do not like Frank Sinatra. He's slimy to me. I don't like crooners. Like crooners.
Whoa.
I said it.
Whoa.
It's the chairman of the board.
Oh, my goodness.
But we can do that episode if you want to.
Oh, Blue Eyes. I really would like to do a Best of Sinatra episode.
Yeah. We can do that in May around your birthday time. You get to pick one.
Well, if I get to pick, I might want to do Best of Alan Jackson.
Agreeable to that, too. Whatever.
Heather's like, I know.
That would be a fantastic short episode
over there.
Yeah.
Where were you in the world?
That's a good song, but that's not
badmouth the most patriotic song in the history of the world.
Not have you forgotten how it felt that day?
Who was that guy? Worley.
Daryl
Worley.
Daryl Worley, yeah.
Yeah.
The 9/11 song has some moments, but anyway, sorry.
The Taliban song was good by Toby Keith. If you're not familiar with the Taliban song, it's kind of good.
Is that a different one than Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue? Or is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
The Taliban song. Oh, I don't know that one, I guess. No disrespect to his memory, but I was not a big Toby Keith.
Stop yelling.
Man.
I'm just out here with the hot takes today.
Anyway, so Luck
too
song.
Too soon. On the Toby Keith stuff, man.
It's been a while.
Too soon.
Okay.
Too soon.
If we put Go Down Gambling at number two, can we put Luck Be a Lady at 5?
Yeah, because I can't stop it. Y'all are going to vote to put.
True.
Y'all are going to vote to put her there anyway.
I guess if we agree, her Lady Luck.
No. Y'all, no. I'm talking about Chappelle Roan or
Chappelle. You got any more of them? Luck song
number one hits.
David Chappelle Roan.
Oh my gosh! Somebody should SNL needs to do a David Chappelle Roan skit. Oh my gosh!
Was it Chapel?
Chapel Roan. Chapel Roan.
Chapel? Okay.
Oh, well.
Chappelle. I like Chappelle.
I like him too.
Did you call him David Chappelle? so formal.
I did.
And I didn't even realize it. Because we said Chappelle sounds fancy. David Chappelle.
David.
Okay.
I've been trying to write this down.
Lordy, lordy. Okay, all so right. We have a top five, like a set top five. One through five.
Hold on. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
So we don't have...
Just kidding, I'm done.
So okay. We don't have dead air.
Dead air.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, our final ranking of the best songs about luck, lucky songs, whatever you want to call it. Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King. Go Down Gambling by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I Feel Lucky by Mary Chapin Carpenter. Good Luck Babe by Chappelle Roan. and Luck Be a Lady by Frank Sinatra.
All right. Hey, that's a good list.
It is.
That's a good list. Very nice. Hey!
Oh, my so, God.
Remember, before you leave and you sign off all your doodads and electronics listening to this, make sure you go to our social media pages.
Okay, Papa. All your doodads and your the face page.
Get on your face page.
And your dilly walkers and all that good stuff. So you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on, is it X or the X?
I think it's just X.
X?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not on it, but.
Instagram, kind of, on Instagram. That's YouTube.
We got to put some stuff on there. You can go there. But
yeah, you can go. There is a TikTok, but we don't know.
Don't go to TikTok. I don't know what's going on with TikTok.
Yeah, who knows? Somebody could have taken it over by now.
We don't even know. I don't even know who that. Who? Did I create that?
I think you did. I didn't. She didn't.
I don't know how to use it.
I don't even have TikTok on my phone, so I don't know.
Oh, I have it. I used to watch videos so long, it would tell me, are you sure you want to keep watching?
China did it.
Weird.
Yeah.
So don't go looking for us on TikTok, because it's nothing.
Probably not even us.
It may not be.
Who knows what's on there now.
But yeah, so we need you to go there. We need you to like, subscribe, friend us, whatever you want to do.
You
interact
too.
With us. Leave some comments, because sometimes we like to bring out the comments on our that we get on social media, and we share them sometimes.
Good comments.
Comments.
Well, not always.
Not always. Sometimes we
take... somebody's had some problems before, and we have let them air their grievances.
We're all adults here. From time to time, we can act like adults. And criticism sometimes is good.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
Be constructive. If you don't like, hey, y'all really missed out on this song. Hey, let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe we did miss out on a song. Probably not, because we're right. We're good. if you've not been listening to us for very long, here's what I need you to know. We are the definitive list. Yeah. Well, that's why we're called the music list. We're not a music list.
That's right.
We're not one of the many choices. We are the music list. What we say goes.
And an award-winning podcast.
The best music podcast
in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
And if you will have gone to my Arkansas history presentation, you would know just how important Arkansas is into the formation of American popular music. I'll give you a hint. We're the most important state in the union. And I can prove it.
Sweet.
But it took 2 hours, so we're not going to do that today. Nope. Oh, but anyway, be that as it may, go to those social media pages, like us, talk with us, engage with us.
Give us five stars.
Give us 5 stars, 100%. Yes. You got to say smash that like and subscribe button. You know that's part of the deal. So do that for us, and we'll be back. Do we want to start preloading? Let them know what we're doing next. Do we want to do that, or we want to
keep them?
I mean,
sometimes we don't know.
Sometimes
we know this time.
But we know
this time. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're doing we're doing male rock vocalists in 2 weeks, right? So it's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Tell all your friends.
Feelings will be involved.
Oh, yeah. Feelings are going to get hurt. I promise you. It's going to be a freaking bloodbath because we're because we're Vikings. Blood will be spilled in 2 weeks. We'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.